Here are a few of the headlines from Yahoo News this morning. Al-Qaeda claims to have three missing U.S. troops. Strikes hit Pakistan after violence. Brazilian rancher on trial for slaying American nun. Warmer winters threaten migratory birds. We could easily add our own Catholic headlines here as well. Declining trust in God's providence, hurting vocations. Hard hearts and harder heads leading Catholics to legalism, alien philosophies. Scandal of dissident clergy and Catholic politicians undermining gospel of life. And on and on and on. And let's not even get into the personal headlines that we could add here. And all this upheaval and rolling chaos and clamor and clang, where do we find joy? Jesus tells us to remain in his love and keep his commandments to love. Then he tells us that he is telling us this so that his joy might be in us and our joy might be complete. Complete joy. How about we start with something small, just like plain old joy? We have delight, elation, bliss, happiness. We know the word joy, and we could rattle off a dozen examples if we needed to. So what does Jesus add to our Christian understanding of joy? At least three new elements. First, Jesus says that he wants us to be infused with my joy. Not a generic joy of a worldly type, but his joy. Second, to be infused with his joy completes our joy, meaning that our joy and his joy are different but compatible. And three, joy is that sort of thing that can be experienced in degrees. Joy has a perfect and an imperfect form. Jesus is leaving the disciples to join the Father. His joy is rapidly approaching completion. His joy is the delight, the bliss, the elation and happiness he feels as he returns to his Father and directly experiences again perfect being himself. As the only Son of God, the joy Jesus experiences is unique to him. Joy's fullness in Christ overflows, abounds, and diffuses, adding to and flooding the joy we feel as we approach the perfection that awaits us in Christ. Our joy here and now is incomplete because we still long for God. Thomas Aquinas teaches us, and I quote, "Joy is full when there remains nothing to be desired. But as long as we are in this world, the movement of desire does not cease in us, because it still remains possible for us to approach nearer to God by grace." He compares desire and joy to movement and rest. Desire moves, joy rests. And we know that we love imperfectly, and we are at peace imperfectly. And our imperfections are pushed and pulled by Christ's love, by Christ's peace, looking confidently forward toward his joy. Fortunately, in Christ, we are not slaves to desire, our incomplete longings, but we are his friends, his beloved, and we know that our joy will be complete in him. When we keep his command to love one another, knowing our hunger and knowing our emptiness, we love ourselves into his perfect joy, complete happiness, total elation. Dire headlines, dark warnings, and calamitous predictions, all terrible stuff. And it's not going away. Jesus commands us to love one another, commands it, because he knows that what we all know all too well. Despite our longing for God, we end up all too often settling for something, someone who cannot make us whole. And in discovering this unhappy truth, we despair. The temptation against joy is bleak. To understand that all this, all that there is, and all there is dismal and grim. We are unfinished. Believing this is simply an act of assenting to the truth. To believe that we are unfinishable is a sin against joy, an act of disobedience. It is a refusal to listen to the plain words of Christ. If you remain in my love, your joy will be complete in me. So listen again. Remain in my love. Keep my command to love God and one another. And your joy will be complete in mine.